Last week, the House Ways and Means Committee, which has jurisdiction over trade policy, held a hearing with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. Lighthizer provided an update on the negotiations between the U.S. and China to resolve the ongoing trade dispute and remove retaliatory tariffs that are currently in place. These tariffs are negatively impacting U.S. agricultural exports to China, including cotton. We caught up with Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, to talk about the exchanges between the U.S. Trade Representative and committee members on the impact this ongoing dispute has on U.S. cotton.
During that hearing, the concern of the cotton industry and the impact that this current trade situation is having on U.S. cotton producers was referenced by several members of the committee in their questioning of Ambassador Lighthizer. Specifically, Congressman Jody Arrington from West Texas had an exchange with the ambassador specifically focused on cotton and noted to him that since the retaliatory tariffs have been in place, the U.S. market share for cotton exports to China is down more than 50% at this point in the marketing year, and that it's critically important that the administration continue its efforts to resolve that trade dispute and restore improved trade flow between the U.S. and China. In his response, Ambassador Lighthizer noted that he and the president were well aware of the impact this was having across agriculture and that in his conversations with his Chinese counterparts on the negotiations, that cotton had figured prominently in those discussions and was one of the commodities that they were looking at to try to improve access into the China market if an agreement can be reached.